Blog Talk Radio.
Appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg groups. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg's plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop it here in Texas. We stop the new world order rise here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
In the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Difficulties tonight, folks. How you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. We're on Blog Talk Radio. What the heck is going on here? Now, this screw up. The audios are not playing the way they're supposed to be playing. I had a couple special audios I wanted to play for everyone tonight, and they are not working. Why? I do not know what is going on tonight. Oh, I hope I don't get another long email from the CEO of Blog Talk Radio telling me that they screwed up and made a mistake. But I had a couple of Donald Trump interviews that I wanted to play for everybody tonight. But again, like I said, my name is Joseph Gibson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio tonight. It is Thursday evening, a little after 6:30 p.m. And if you have something to share, or you have something you want to talk about, then by all means, call in tonight at 657-383-0616. I know we talked about a couple issues last night, and I'm supposed to get an update from Mike out in Wisconsin about the pharmacy issue, that he had a little problem with the pharmacy. Of course, I don't see him on the phone line yet, but, when they say they'll come, they don't. When they're here, I'm not here. So that's the way America works. There's nothing I can do about it. But, we wanted an update and how he made out with his, little problem there that he faced at the pharmacy in Wisconsin. And I've done a little research on these policies, and these policies actually do not exist. It's up to each individual pharmacy to create their policies on how they wish to distribute prescribed medications. From what I read, according to CVS and Walgreens and Rite Aid, these major pharmacies. So when they tell you you must give up or surrender your driver's license to pick up your prescription, they are lying. You do not have to, okay? Because you want to see it in writing. You want to see that policy in writing, okay? If they can't produce you something in writing, then you don't bow down to their terms. Call the local police department if they refuse to give you your prescription. Because it now becomes a criminal matter if you fall down and you become injured. They become liable, CVS. If you need heart medication, or if you need any type of prescription that your doctor prescribed to you to pick up at that pharmacy, as long as you have the means to pay for that prescription and you have the proper documentation that says that prescription is to be prescribed to you, then they have got to give it to you. You don't have to jump 3 times in the air, bend over backwards, squat 3 times, and show them 8 proofs of identification to pick up the prescription that the doctor said you need to make you healthy or make you feel comfortable after surgery or what have you, whatever your prescription is. The hell with these pharmacies. We all talk about identity theft, identity theft, identity theft. But yet, we all fall down the same damn road, don't we? Sir, I need to see your driver's license. Okay, you need to see who I am. Okay, no, you're not taking my driver's license. You're not entering my driver's license into your computer. You're not taking my personal information that I own, that belongs to me and pertains to who I am, and storing it in your unsecure database, your computer. So your criminal scumbag employees can look it up and steal my name, or some hacker can hack into your database and steal my personal information like they did at Target, like they did at Home Depot. But yeah, we go ahead and we do it, don't we? We just go ahead and do it. I got robbed today, $3,000. I got robbed, $10,000 people. I can't believe it. Somebody stole my name. I'm a victim. Oh, my Lord. They took everything I had, cleaned out my bank accounts. What are you doing? What are you doing? I told you a story last night. You want my driver's license? I'll show it to you. No, you are not entering my personal information into your computer. I don't know you, and you don't know me. That's why I carry a driver's license. You can look at it, look at me, and verify it's me. Now give me my prescription that my doctor told you to fulfill. But we don't, do we? We don't do it. We don't follow through with what we say, do we? We don't. I mean, it really irritates me. It really does. It just irritates me.
that people will not follow through or stand by what they actually believe in or what they stand for. And folks, I'm going to let you know right now, the audios here still do not work. I don't know why, what's going on here. I had a couple other things I wanted to play for everyone. It's another computer glitch. Why, I don't know. Let me see if this one works. I'm controlling the studio here, and nothing seems to be working. Why, I don't know. But I hope you can hear me fine. I don't know. I don't know if there's any other callers on the line. I see nothing right now. I don't know. Well, somebody just typed in the chat box that they can hear me. But I have really, I have zero callers on the phone line. That cannot be true. Even my number is supposed to show up. So I should have people on the phone line right now, and they are not. Why, I do not know. So we'll just have to go from there, and I'll just have to keep talking, and we'll see what happens. I don't know what this chatter just typed me. What, 5N, chat, NDDD, me and you. What's that mean? I saw what you did before. We hear you. Okay. All right. But anyway, all right. All right. There's five people in the chat box. Okay. Very good. Anyway, I hope everyone's doing well tonight. And that basically I wanted to cover about the CVS pharmacy situation. I'm going to go ahead and I have my pharmacy here, my phone number, because Mike's not going to call in tonight and give us an update, obviously. He's usually here on time. He's not tonight, so why, I don't know. I hope he's okay, but when I depend on somebody to be here, they're not. We already went over that. But anyway, we're going to go ahead. We're going to call my pharmacy down here and ask them why this is a policy. So just bear with me, and those of you who don't want to, bear with me here, by all means, do what you got to do, but we're going to go ahead and get the CVS pharmacy on the phone right now in Summerfield, North Carolina, and here they go. I'm dialing them, so just be patient. Stick with me here. Nothing's working tonight. Not even the phone lines are working. What's going on? This is unbelievable. Okay. The calls are dropping. I don't know what's going on tonight. I'm going to try it one more time. Nothing's working in the studio tonight. Why? I don't know. So I'm going to dial it again, the phone number that I need for my pharmacy, and I'm allowed to call out here on this studio. You know, a lot of you know, because we've done it before in the past. So I'm going to try it right now again. Okay, now we're going to enter the call. I don't want them in the screen room. Okay, let's dial. Come on. Nothing. Okay. Well, studio's not working tonight, folks. Nope, nothing's working. All right, well, anyway, that's what's going on tonight. Nothing's working here tonight. I gave my opening. I don't see any callers on my phone line. I got somebody beeping in my phone now. So I don't know what's going on. I can't play any music for you. And I'm going to complain to Blog Talk Radio about this because I pay for the bandwidth now. They did give me my first month for free, and I can't hear anything. People say they can hear me. I do see the messages coming up. I don't see anyone in the chat room. I don't see any callers on my switchboard right now. So if you're pressing 1 and you want to try to get through, it's not working. So what we're going to do is I can't even play music for you guys. So I'm just going to go ahead and end the call tonight. And those of you who did tune in, I apologize. I'm sorry. We'll do a makeup show tomorrow night. I'll have to do a makeup show tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. Go ahead and tune in tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.